KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's partly cloudy, 29 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy and breezy today. High of 55. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In news from over the weekend, no injuries were reported following a rollover accident early Sunday morning south of Atlantic. According to dispatch reports, the accident happened sometime around 12:15 a.m. near 610th Street and Lansing Road. Three occupants were out of the vehicle prior to the arrival of law enforcement and rescue personnel. No other details are currently available. We expect more later this morning. Tri-Center joined Hamburg and Farragut in receiving good news from the School Budget Review Committee, or SBRC, last week. The Daily Nonpareil reports the Tri-Center Community School District, which serves Neola, Minden, Persia, and BB Town, approached the state agency to request a modified supplemental amount, the legal authority to spend dollars already spent to wipe the slate clean as the district tackles overspending. The SBRC approved adding $480,244 in additional spending authority, as well as accepting Tri-Center's corrective action plan, which projects a stable certified enrollment for the school district of 647 students. In exchange, the SBRC ordered Tri-Center not to spend more than $6.23 million from its general fund for fiscal year 2015 and not to spend any miscellaneous income until it's received. Tri-Center is required to submit monthly reports to its board showing the financial position of the district in relation to its budget control plan and spending authority, which will also be made available to state officials. Superintendent Tony Weir said significant reductions will still need to be made to spending. An estimated $600,000 in cuts are expected to be needed to reach the spending limits imposed by the state. After hearing cases from Hamburg and Farragut, the SBRC approved budget authority supplement of $148,951 for Hamburg and just over $803,000 for Farragut as part of their corrective action plans. General budget spending for Hamburg for fiscal year 2015 will be limited to $2.5 million, while spending for Farragut is capped at $2 million, and those figures don't include allowable special education expenditures. Similar to Tri-Center and other districts, the two Fremont County districts will also submit monthly reports to their boards and state officials. The districts must submit a plan to the SBRC by late next month to outline how to configure buildings to maximize potential cost savings with the least amount of facility upgrades. In all three cases, the SBRC granted back budget authority, which is the legal right to spend the money the districts have. None of the districts are receiving additional funding from the state, and none of the districts are insolvent. State law is designed to guarantee school districts across the state spend about the same amount of money per student. Tri-Center, Hamburg, and Farragut all spent more than authorized for their general funds, which pays teacher salaries and other operational expenses. And while Tri-Center has sufficient enrollment and trim expenses to stay under the spending cap, the situation is different for Hamburg and Farragut. Both are small districts under the enrollment threshold, widely considered to be sustainable. And voters in the Essex and East Mills Community School Districts will be asked to expand their physical plant and equipment levies, or PEPLs, to pay for infrastructure projects. The proposals will be decided by the voters on February 3rd. It'll be the second attempt for East Mills, which would raise the board-approved levy of 33 cents per $1,000 taxable valuation to a total of $1.34 to be collected through property taxes and income tax surcharges. The expanded levy would generate nearly $4 million in additional funding for infrastructure projects. The shared superintendent between East Mills and Essex said that East Mills would use the money for re-roofing its high school building and completing a geothermal heating system at its elementary building. The PEPL dollars in Essex would pay for new heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system, which is estimated to cost $725,000, as well as replacing buses and updating the district's technology. Essex would also collect a maximum of $1.34 per $1,000 of taxable valuation. In both cases, the PEPL funds will be limited to infrastructure. In our funeral announcements, Rosemary So, age 78 of Elkhorn, died Friday. Funeral services for Rosemary So will be today at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Wava Stetzel, age 84 of Guthrie Center and formerly of Adair, died Saturday. Funeral services for Wava Stephan will be held on today at 10:30 at the Adair United Methodist Church in Adair. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has the arrangements for Wava Stetzel. Carol Shimorowski, age 74 of Erling, died Wednesday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Carol Shimorowski will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Louise McLaren, age 95, of Messina, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Louise McLaren will be today at 11 o'clock at the Messina Baptist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Audrey Meyer, age 100, of Manning, died Thursday. Funeral services for Audrey Meyer will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Rose Bosick, age 81, of Sioux City and formerly of Griswold, died Friday. Funeral services for Rose Bosick will be at noon on Tuesday at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Arlene Jonke, age 95, of Atlantic and formerly of Lewis, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Arlene Jonke will be on Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dennis Larson, age 62, of Erling, died Wednesday. A celebration of life service for Dennis Larson will be tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Martha Lauer, age 76, of the Hill of Zion area, died Saturday in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Martha Lauer will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Phyllis Priestley, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Memorial services for Phyllis Priestley will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twaig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. And Elaine McIntaffer, age 65, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Elaine McIntaffer are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.